All right, here we go. We are back, you beautiful humans, with another episode of the Rich There Show podcast, number 45. And this quick one, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Mindset minutes, riches nuggets. I don't know. Call it what you will. This is a short form version today that I'm bringing to you because I ran across this old story that got me thinking about the stories that we tell ourselves that instill the limiting beliefs that are holding us back from taking the action that we know we need to do to move the needle forward on our dreams, to peel back the layers on what our purpose is on this big-ass planet, whatever that means. Anyways, if you guys are digging this content, I can't tell you how much it means to me if you go like, comment, subscribe. Look, seeing the viewers in all parts of the world, you know, like they're Australia, England, Ireland, Pakistan. It's phenomenal where this thing is going. So it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy doing it for you guys. So, anyways, here we go with the story about the stories that we are telling ourselves. All right. A man found an eagle's egg and put it in a nest of a barnyard hen. The eagle hatched with the brood of chickens and it grew up with them. All of his life, the eagle did what the barnyard chicks did, thinking he was a barnyard chicken. He scratched the earth for worms and insects, he clucked and he cackled, and he would thrash his wings and maybe fly a few feet up in the air. But years passed and the eagle grew very old. When one day he saw a magnificent bird above him in the cloudless sky, it glided in graceful majesty among the powerful wind currents with scarcely a beat of its soft, strong golden wings. The old eagle looked up in awe. "Who's that?" he asked. "Oh, that's the eagle, the king of the birds," said his neighbor. "He belongs to the sky. We belong to the earth. We're chickens." So the eagle lived and died a chicken. And that's what he thought he was. So, I wanted to share this parable with you today as a reminder that nothing holds us back in life more than the stories that we're telling ourselves, right? So the figurative eagle grew up with chickens, and so he confined his potential to that of the chickens, right? I often think about, if you were put in a coma for 6 months, a year, whatever, and you lost every memory, right? And so when you wake up, the people that are in your hospital room, they tell you that you were a successful entrepreneur, or you were a martial artist, and they tell you these things that before you went into the coma, some of your dreams that you had, you did not think you could reach because of your limiting beliefs. But then if you go into a coma, you come out, how would your mindset shift differently if it was instilled in you that you could not fail and that you were destined to become more? So think about the stories that you're telling to yourselves, right? And how can you edit it to tell yourself that who you're going to be? I mean, turn the camera around, look at yourself in awe. Instead of looking down at what's happened to you, quit playing the victim. Look up at what could happen to you and take flight to small edits and big efforts, my friend. Look, I hope this one hit you pretty good because it did me. I just wanted to share a cool little story about the bald eagle that was born a chicken. So he let his limited beliefs keep him in that mindset, in that he did not ever realize his full potential, that he could have been that of a bald eagle. My friends, you are a fighter jet. You are a bald eagle. Don't be a crop duster. Be a fighter jet, my friends. Vibe, we are out, and I love you guys so fucking much. Before I go, If you enjoy this in any way, shape, or form, if it's making you smirk, smile, think, whatever, laugh, please just go over to iTunes or Spotify or Google, wherever. Subscribe, throw me a review, and you can go to richthereshow.com And in there, there's a link where you can either write a blog, things that you want me to talk about. You can pledge to be a patron so I can grow the show, so I can do things like build a website and get better equipment to record on, things like that. So anyways, go check out the website, you guys. I think we're still ironing out some details, but go check it out. I appreciate you guys' support more than you can even imagine. And until next time, we are out. Virtual fist bump. I love you guys so much. Have a great weekend. Chat soon. Be an eagle.